If you like the following content, please leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/Whitley. Hello, and welcome back to another insightful episode of Technology Investment Investigations, where we delve into the fascinating world of tech investments. Today, with a little bit of research, I thought we'd conduct a thorough SWOT analysis of a company called Gevo Inc. This is a green company making waves in the renewable fuels industry. Our aim for this episode is to unpack its potential as an investment opportunity. The renewable fuels market Gevo Inc. operates within is the renewable fuels sector, a growing market increasingly vital in the global push towards sustainable energy. This sector encompasses various forms of biofuels, including biodiesel, ethanol, and renewable diesel, offering alternatives to the traditional fossil fuels. As nations worldwide strive to meet the climate goals, the demand for cleaner, more sustainable fuel sources is rising. This has spurred growth in the renewable fuels market, with advancements in technology and increased government support fueling its expansion. Key competitors in the space include Amaris, Green Plains Partners, and Future Fuel. Gevo Inc. was established around 2005 and is headquartered in Inglewood, Colorado. Comically, it was originally known as Methanotech, which is a very early 21st century term, and the company rebranded within a year to Gevo Inc., which sounds much better. It operates through three segments: Gevo, Agri-Energy, and Renewable Natural Gas, all within the Gevo Inc. brand. The company stands out for its production of isobutanol, a versatile chemical with applications ranging from specialty chemicals to fuel blend stocks. Gevo's isobutanol can be used in producing sustainable aviation fuel, renewable gasoline and diesel, and it taps into a lucrative petrochemicals market. Gevo's journey includes significant achievements like EPA certification for its isobutanol as a fuel blend stock, and its partnerships with major airlines for jet fuel, and a focus on sustainable practices like using dense corn to create high-protein animal feed alongside its fuel production. Now, before I start complaining about the use of greenwashing in the petrochemicals industry, let's crack on with the financials and have a look exactly what this company looks like. Looking through the latest data from 2003, we can see that Gevo Inc.'s financials reveal a market capitalization of approximately $245 million, with annual sales with around $1.17 million. Pretty good, not too bad. However, the company faces challenges with a net income of minus close to $100 million and net margins that are around minus 500%, I think I worked out at. Although I have seen a quote for almost just under 550% minus. It's worth noting the company's high beta of 2.95 indicates its significant market volatility. This is expected with any green tech company, as investments in it are going to jump up and down as basically the market kind of ebbs and wanes between petrochemicals and other energy infrastructure that's out there, and everything that's gone on in the past 3 or 4 years will have made the market volatility much worse than it should be. So now the specialised part of this episode that we always do is the SWOT analysis. This is the strength of the company, the weakness of the company, the opportunities, the market for the company, and any threats to the company from the market. As a company operating in the renewable fuel sector, Gevo Inc. has several notable strengths that position it as an innovative player in the market. These strengths can be broken down into various aspects. Firstly, Gevo Inc.'s core strength lies in its pioneering technology for producing isobutanol, a versatile bio-based chemical. This has multiple applications, including a specialty chemical and a fuel blend stock. Its ability to be converted into a range of hydrocarbons used in plastics, fibers, rubber, and other polymers, as well as in, and this could be very important for the company, as in jet and diesel fuels, places Gevo at the forefront of renewable fuel technology for the few years coming. Now, this company uses renewable resources like number 2 dent corn to create high protein animal feed and isobutanol as a byproduct. The company's processes effectively and efficiently utilize the leftover starch from corn, minimizing waste and promoting sustainability. This approach not only contributes to reducing carbon footprint, but also aligns with the global environmental and conservation trends of our current times. Now, what's been really great for the Gevo brand is that they established partnerships with several major airlines, including Lufthansa, United Airlines, Etihad, all for using its sustainable aviation fuel. These partnerships reflect the industry's confidence in Gevo's products and its potential to meet the growing demand for renewable fuels. In fact, Gevo was the first company to receive EPA certification for its primary technology, isobutanol, as a fuel blend stock. Such recognitions not only validate the company's technology, but opens up market opportunities, particularly in sectors seeking sustainable alternatives to traditional fuels, such as the aviation industry. The versatility of isobutanol allows Gevo to target a diverse range of markets. This includes not only the fuel industry, but also the broader petrochemical market. This offers significant potential growth for the investor. Gevo's business model is centered around sustainability, hopefully not greenwashing, but the focused reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and promoting eco-friendly practices. This commitment is increasingly important to investors, to all of us, and consumers who prioritize environmental responsibility. This company has a strategic location in Colorado, and its operational facilities are designed to optimize production efficiency and scalability. This strategic positioning allows for easier access to key markets and resources, although these are mainly around the United States of America. So if we look at the management team, it appears to be a significant team with expertise in both the renewable energy sector and corporate management. This provides strategic direction and vision, ensuring the company stays ahead in a rapidly evolving market. So looking at the positives alone, these strengths collectively position Gevo Inc. not only as a company that produces renewable fuels, but as an innovative and environmentally conscious organization with the potential to lead and transform the industry. So let's look at the dark side of this. One of the most significant weaknesses of Gevo Inc. is its financial instability. The company has reported substantial net losses, with net margins deeply, deeply negative. This financial situation raises concerns about its long-term profitability and sustainability as a company, if not as an industry leader. Now, I'm only just starting to get my head around the actual concept of finances within investments, but one of the things I can tell is that Gevo Inc.'s revenue generation is relatively low compared to its market capitalization. This disparity indicates that the company is heavily reliant on a few sources of income, which, as we all know, can be very risky if these sources face challenges or market fluctuations. The nature of Gevo's business requires substantial investment in research and development to stay competitive. Now, while this is essential for innovation, it also places significant financial burden on the company, especially when revenues are limited. Given this financial situation, Gevo relies heavily on external funding, such as equity financing and debt, massive debt, to sustain operations and fund growth initiatives. This dependence can be a vulnerability, especially in market conditions where raising capital might become more challenging. Now, on this next point, I might be wrong. As I'm saying, I'm only just getting my head around the concept of the financials within the investment strategies. But Gevo's high beta value indicates a high level of volatility and sensitivity to market movements. Now, as I understand, this is a financial risk as the company's stock price may experience significant fluctuations affecting investor confidence and capital raising abilities going forward. The company's current asset utilization may not be optimal, reflecting inefficiencies in turning its assets into revenue. This could be due to underutilized facilities, technology that's still in development, or challenges in scaling up production. The last point is very difficult for any fuel company, but if they can't get it right, then there's no point in the company existing in the first place. So although the specific debt to equity data may not be available, or at least I'm struggling to find it, managing debt effectively is crucial for financial health. If the company has significant debts, it could impact its financial flexibility and ability to grow in the future. Gevo's focus on isobutanol and related products, while strength in terms of specialization and USP, also suggests limited diversification on its product portfolio. In future, this could become a weakness if demand for isobutanol does not grow as expected, or if there's disruptions in this market segment. These financial and asset-related weaknesses present considerable challenges for Gevo Inc. Addressing these issues is critical for the company to improve its financial health, attract investors like you and I, and secure a more stable position within the renewable fuels market. So how does the industry and the wider market for this company affect it going forward? I think Gevo Inc.'s opportunities, particularly in the context of its global ambitions and forthcoming projects or products, demonstrate the potential for significant growth and expansion. This is an interesting product, and I think it has a lot of potential. The opportunities are shaped by the company's strategic focus, and the technological capabilities and the market trends will affect whether these actually become something special. So as we witnessed recently at Davos, there is an increasing global emphasis on reducing carbon emissions. The market for renewable fuels is rapidly expanding. This trend presents a significant opportunity for Gevo Inc. to scale up its production and distribution of bio-based fuels like sustainable aviation fuel, renewable gasoline and diesel. Gevo's expertise in producing isobutanol and converting it into a valuable hydrocarbon positions the company to capitalize on technological advancements in biofuels. Innovations in production efficiency and new applications for isobutanol can open up additional market opportunities. Previously, most of this, in the UK at least, was chip fat that was collected for a few years and then sent off to become biodiesel. This was a trend that kind of disappeared very quickly as it was too clumsy and a bit too silly. I think if Gevo is going to get around that and just create the chemical, the fuel itself, without doing the rest of the rubbish that goes with it, it stands a good chance of actually doing something wonderful. So the company has the opportunity to expand its existing partnerships and forge new collaborations within industries seeking sustainable fuel alternatives. And there are many of those. Building these relationships with airlines, automotive companies and energy firms can significantly boost its market presence and obviously the revenue streams that will go along with that. The versatility of its primary product, isobutanol, will allow Gevo to explore opportunities in various industries, including plastics, fibres, rubber production, etc. As we get rid of fossil fuels, having an alternative to that chemical feedstock, if you're a big player in it, that's a lot of money, if you think about it properly. Entering these new markets can diversify its revenue sources and expand on them, and reduce its dependency on a single product line. Hopefully, they're already way ahead of all of us on this, and they're thinking about doing that now. Gevo's technology has the potential for global applications, providing opportunity for international expansion. Targeting emerging markets with growing demand for renewable energy sources can be a strategic move for the company. One thing that's unusual for an American company is most American companies outside of America are actually franchises. And bizarre as this may seem, this might be one of those companies that can actually do this in something other than fast food. This is one of those things where people can produce the stuff locally through their techniques to produce the chemicals and just give a small amount of percentage profits back to the company. Maybe I'm mistaken, maybe that's a good idea, maybe it's not. Maybe it wants to just be a centralized corporation that wants to dominate the market with its own branding and its own people. Who knows? As global attention towards sustainability grows, and it will grow whether we like it or not, Gevo's commitment to the eco-friendly practices and carbon reduction can attract investors and customers who prioritise environmental responsibility. And yes, I've got to have a whinge, greenwashing. It's these opportunities in the carbon trading markets, which I think are a very silly thing, and the green certifications, which could work in its advantage. Personally, I think these are fads of politicians who just want to try and win votes, and it's the only way they can do this without actually producing the goods themselves. But I think Gevo could probably skip around all that and just concentrate on actually getting the product out to market. It'd be much better for them, it'd be much better for the rest of us. continuing to invest in R&D is going to be difficult for the company, but this will lead to breakthroughs in biofuel technology, which will improve the efficiency and reducing production costs. This is really important for them. This could also result in the development of new bio-based products, expanding the portfolio for Gevo. They need this desperately. Any upcoming products and projects that Gevo has publicly announced would provide specific paths for growth. For instance, plans to build new production facilities, enter into new strategic partnerships, or launch innovative biofuel products would significantly contribute to the company's expansion and success. All of this is R&D, all of this is very expensive, but all of it is very important. As is always the problem with tech companies, they're going to need to keep a close eye on the competitors and respond with innovative strategies and products that will help them stay ahead in the market. This includes differentiating its offerings, improving their value proposition for customers. These opportunities, if effectively capitalised on by the management, could position Gevo as a leader in the renewable fuel sector, not only as a leader, but as a brand leader, allowing it to achieve significant growth, increase its market share, and contribute positively to global sustainability efforts. If Gevo becomes a brand name within this, in the way Hoover is a brand name for a vacuum cleaner, but we still call the vacuum cleaner Hoover, Gevo could actually have some success, far more than they could possibly imagine. Operating in a dynamic and evolving renewable fuel sector, this company faces several external threats that could impact its growth and market position. Understanding these threats is crucial for not only the company's strategic planning and risk management, but for our risk management when we invest in such a difficult technological sector. Now, it'd be nice to believe that there is an intense market competition for renewable fuels. The fuel sector is characterized by competition in general. Obviously, we need energy to kind of live. But Gevo faces challenges from established players and obviously the new entrants that are coming into it, all vying for market share. Competitors may develop more efficient or cost-effective technologies that will impact on Gevo's competitive edge. Worse still, we might not even be interested in it. There's a field driven by innovation. There's always the risk of technological advancement rendering current methods completely obsolete. Gevo must continuously innovate to ensure that isobutanol production technology remains relevant and competitive. Gevo's production process relies on agricultural products like corn. Fluctuations in the prices of these raw materials due to factors like weather conditions, pest infestations, or the global market trends can significantly impact on production costs and profitability. Now, it's obviously that a lot of politicians don't like hydrocarbons being burnt, produces CO2, this is a major greenhouse gas, and there's a lot of fuss about global warming and the impact this is going to have on the world. In fact, there's the major trend for activists to actually try and shut down facilities that we all use every day purely to get around this. Now, the renewable fuels industry is already very, very heavily regulated. Changes in environmental policies, biofuel standards and subsidies will have a direct impact on Gevo's operations. Stricter regulations and reductions in government incentives could increase operational costs or limited market access. America, if you're listening, you do like to flip-flop on these things quite hard, and this will definitely have an impact on this company's profits. Of course, the global situation is nowhere near better than it is in America, and the global economic and political instability will affect investments in all the renewable energy projects that are out there and influence fuel prices in every sector. Economic downturns, which hopefully we're coming out of a big one at the moment and not going into a big one, can reduce the demand for biofuels, while political shifts, which are constant all over the world, will lead to changes in energy policies that are unfavourable for renewable fuels. One of the things that we've all learnt the hard way from the beginning of this decade, as we've seen in recent global events, is that the supply chain disruptions can significantly impact production and distribution. Gevo's reliance on specific raw materials and the component to make the fuel make it very vulnerable to such disruptions, which can lead to delays, increased costs, and reduced productive capacity. Any forthcoming products or products from competitors that can directly compete with Gevo's offerings will be a significant threat. As I've already said, these companies might introduce cheaper alternatives to isobutanol, which will directly capture the Gevo's market share. Regardless of the impact on the environment, people will choose the cheapest fuel, especially during winter. This is one of the things that most environmentalists keep forgetting about, is that winter kills more people than heat does. And this is where most of the fuel goes. This is where most of it's burnt. This is where most of it's used, in the winter. Now, there are going to be environmental and safety concerns with any chemical company, let alone a petrochemical company. When we've seen oil rigs go up in flames, the spillover from that politically and economically has lasted for decades. So incidents like spills or accidents in the biofuel production can lead to serious environmental and safety concerns and a huge knock-on to their share price. Such events will damage Gevo's reputation, lead to legal liabilities and a loss in consumer trust in the product and our ability to remain profitable whilst investing in this company. Because of this, the success of renewable fuels depends on public acceptance. Misinformation and negative perceptions about biofuels' effectiveness or the environmental impact that can hinder market growth and acceptance of Gevo's products coming from perception will have a huge knock-on to the brand name for Gevo and the whole concept of biofuels in the first place. So as Gevo looks to expand globally, because it will want to leave America at some point in the future, it will become susceptible to currency exchange risks. These fluctuations in exchange rates can affect the company's financial results, particularly in terms of international sales procedures and procurements. Outside of that, any specific threats or concerns publicly stated by Gevo, such as challenges in scaling up, patent expirations, or specific competitive threats are also significant. These could highlight internal assessments of market risks or operational challenges the company anticipates. Now for us, by recognising and preparing for these threats, we can hope that Gevo can develop strategies to mitigate these risks and ensure a stable and aggressive growth trajectory in the renewable fuel sector. This is really important if you're investing a lot of money in this company. So where do I stand personally on Gevo Inc? I think its product has potential, but whether it has potential for future investments is... I don't know. I'm still weighing up the pros and cons on this, even though there's a lot of pro cons within the fuel industry as it is. So I think the company presents a unique investment opportunity in the renewable fuels market, which there isn't a lot of out there at the moment. Most of it tends to be subcontractors to bigger companies like Shell or BP or various other companies of that type. And obviously everybody wants to do electric at the moment, which basically would mean that renewable fuels would be pushed to one side. I think the whole concept of aviation fuel as a biofuel, I think, is a very important direction that they should probably concentrate on, because it could be a whole market they could corner. So while its innovative technology and partnerships are promising, the financial challenges are just horrible for all tech companies at the moment, and Gevo Inc. is no different. It's facing exactly the same problems that every other tech company I've ever reviewed has at the moment. Investment in them from bigger sources is limited. There's constant demand of research and development, and obviously there's the growth in the company, being able to expand what they're doing. That's very difficult to do that fast enough and safe enough to keep ahead of market competition, and for investors to remain optimistic. Okay, so thank you for joining me on Technology Investment Investigations. Remember, informed decisions are the cornerstones of successful investing. Stay tuned for more insightful analysis in the future, and hopefully you'll get something out of this video that will allow you to make a safe investment in the future. Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoyed my content, please support this channel by visiting buymeacoffee.com/Whitley or scan the QR code to leave a tip.